Even at my best, I'm still my greatest enemy. Good intentions never saved a soul, they never changed reality. You had to die for me, cause I'm only human. Try so hard and still get lost.
Greetings again, my dear wonderful sisters and brothers of the human family. Greetings again, my dear wonderful sisters and brothers of the Uhuru family. This is Deacon Christopher Frazier. I am your minister of information. This is thinkaboutit.org, the Mind of God program. This is for the recording date of Sunday, January the 12th, 2014. I am the ambassador and servant of, to, and for the Rastafari movement, the kingdom of God, queendom of God that's in heaven, right here, right now on this earth. Kingdom and queendom of Islam, the way to peace, the way to the waters of noon, peace and tranquility, exempt from the havoc of war, harmony, and tranquility nationally and internationally through obedience to the Most High. Sisters and brothers, we're talking about the child. We're talking about Yahushua, but we're talking about all of your babies, all of our children. That priest Simeon held the child up to the Most High. That's an African tradition. Hold the child up to the Most High. Look into the universe. Look into the power of the Most High. And the power of the Most High in the universe is in that child, male and female. And prophesy. Tell of the future of that child. Tell of the destiny of that child. Say to the child, the only entity greater than you is the Most High. And fear no oppressor. Fear no tyrant. Be cautious. Be careful. But don't fear them. Fear the Most High and obey the power of the Most High and the power of life in the universe. And know that you and I and we are here to bring light. To lighten the Gentile. See, this is teaching us to have strategy. Stop just talking about black and white and how, you know, we can't trust them and all that type of stuff. have strategy. How can we get the poor working class Caucasian sister and brother? How can we go after their minds and lighten their minds so they are able to see that hidden thief that is stealthily thieving and stealing and destroying all of us, and all we do is focus on each other and we forget to focus on the ruling class and ruling families that are dividing us all along political lines, Democrat, Republican, religious lines, Christian, Jew, Hebrew, Hindu, Buddhist. These are languages, religious languages that we must understand to communicate with each other and have the proper understanding of the language of the universe as the language of life. Now watch this. Skipping to verse 34. And Simeon blessed them, blessed Mary, blessed Joseph, blessed the child. Joseph means added to. Because this eternal force of life that is eternal preceded both father and mother. Look at the science, sisters and brothers. Joseph in the African Hebrew means Jehovah has added. Jehovah has added. Increase. Join. Join one's self to. So every father and mother are added to the equation. Joined to the equation. Because that eternal force of life is from Yahweh, Yahuwah. And Yahuwah means existing. And existing is eternal and infinite. So every father and mother are Yosef. Now, Mary means rebellion, their rebellion. Research all these definitions for yourself. And so Simeon is blessing the addition to this child. And Simeon is blessing the rebellion. There must be rebellion against warfare and bloodshed, hatred, death, hell, and destruction. We must rebel against that. Rebel against CNN, MSNBC, who are the puppets, the media puppets of the hidden, unseen thief, House of Rothschild, Oppenheimer, ruling class, ruling families, who give the scripts to the media so that they may inject into us divisions and hatreds. And now you pick up a gun and kill your sister and your brother. You and I have callous hearts when it comes to the poor working class Arab, poor working class African, poor working class Caucasian, poor working class Latino, brown, yellow, red. We have callous hearts when it comes to each other. Overcome all of that. Blessing the rebellion. Rebel against that. And said to the mother, behold, this child is set for the fall and rising of many in Israel. It gives me pleasure to preach this. I love the word of God. I love the word of the Most High. I love the word of God as Mother Holy Spirit. I love to be able to understand this truth in such a way that we can come together and understand. Look at your babies. Raise your babies up. Raise that child Ethan up. Raise that child Genesis up. Raise that child Joel. Raise the children, the babies up. Look at these babies and children and know that they are sent into the earth realm by the Most High so that they will be set for the fall and rise again of many. Now watch this now. The child is set. This word, let's hear the pronunciation.
Strong's G2749. Chi-Mi. Chi-Mi.
Chi-Mi, 2749, Greek side, Strong's Hebrew Greek dictionary. This word means to lie of an infant, like an infant laying down, one buried. It means of things that quietly come, cover some spot. A city situated on a hill. Things put or set in place in reference to which we often use to stand. Vessels, a throne, the site of a city, of grain and other things laid up together, of a foundation. God's intent, destined, appointed, of laws to be laid and laid down. This child represents the laying down of law, of the law of the Most High. This child represents a vessel to be used by the Most High. This child represents a throne that the Most High, that life, may sit in the throne and rule cities, rule towns, rule nations, and gather the people up like grain. Grain gives life. Wheat and grain, you grind it, you make bread, you make various products so that we can sustain life. Things laid up together of a foundation. The child represents the foundation of the kingdom of God, queendom of goddess in heaven. Right here, right now, on this earth, I'm trying to find a particular word. Let me see if I can go back and find this particular word that I'm looking for. Let me see. Now, the child is set. The child is set. I don't see the particular one I'm looking for here, but this word is definitely sufficient. See, sisters and brothers, this word, child is set, is teaching us that the system must be overcome. How are we going to be the foundation for the city and nation and human family living out the laws of God based on life and truth and justice and righteousness when you have the wicked ruling class and ruling families instituting laws that are counter the laws of God? All of these laws, like NAFTA, CAFTA, Trans-Pacific Partnership, laws they pass. See, they want to pass laws to continue to sanction Iran. Illegal. You want to destroy a people because you dislike their government? You destroy people, destroy the economy, destroy their financial situation, destroy jobs. You disallow Iran from buying and selling their goods. You control trade and commerce. You institute laws to destroy people. No, this is anti-God, anti the laws of God. So the child, the children, when they pass laws and dictates and justify warfare and bloodshed in Syria, warfare and bloodshed in Iraq, warfare and bloodshed in this nation and that nation, when they pass laws to justify the actions of the CIA to go all over the earth and overthrow governments, when they talk about the laws of the market, They say, well, you can't go against the market. The market has dictated that the wages of the people be slave wages and low wage labor. Well, that's against God's law. They say the market has dictated that the CEOs of corporations follow cheap labor all over the earth to take advantage of cheap labor, to take advantage of a situation that they created, the wicked ruling class and ruling families, by destroying leadership, by destroying, assassinating presidents and prime ministers, by destroying unions, killing union activists, to create a slave wage, low wage labor market. They say, well, that's the dictates of the market. That's the laws of the market. We say, no, the children are here to overthrow such laws. Let's see if we can find some more interesting words. The children represent that we're not going to go along with this anymore. This child is set for the fall. The fall of who? Let's hear the pronunciation.
Strong's G, 4431. Ptosis.
Ptosis. Ptosis, 4431, Greek side. This word is feminine. This word is feminine because it means falling and downfall. So this is telling the human family that we are set. We are here in the earth realm, and that feminine, remember what we said about Hahet? Remember what we said about finite and Hahet, the sacred divine feminine? We got to keep the God Almighty grand unified theorem teaching in our minds. Remember what we said about Tara, and remember what we said about Kali. See, I understand Kali now. Four arms. In one arm and hand is a sword. She holds the severed head of a wicked one. Cut the head. And Tara in the Buddhist scripture is told that she went after the wicked ruling class, the wicked and evil one, and pierced him with the sword in his heart. Now I want to write this down again. That beautiful sister China taught this on a program called What's Happening Now on KPFK in LA. And she saw how this was symbolic. You see, we're not talking about going and killing the wicked ruling class and ruling families. You see, the feminine power, the downfall, the falling, Hahet, finite, Tara, and Kali having the sword. See, the sword is this word of God, word of goddess, the word of the universe that is life, the sword touching the heart, piercing the heart. The heart, symbolic of the mind, symbolic of the consciousness, symbolic of the intellect. We want to pierce the heart of the wicked ruling class and ruling families, that their haughty, arrogant spirit may be brought down, so that they may bring themselves down into thinking on the level of human family as family. We want to see that this system is brought down. We want to see that they who are the wicked ruling class and ruling families who have put themselves up into such a mental height that they feel justified in destroying the human family, we want to see them brought down in consciousness so that we may all rise up together as gods and goddesses, children of the Most High, acting as one, acting peaceful, acting tranquil. This word is rooted in another word. Let's hear the pronunciation.
Strong's G, 4098, Pepto.
Pepto. Pepto, 4098, Greek side, to descend from a higher place to a lower, to fall, be thrust down, fall under judgment, prostrate, fall prostrate, be overcome by terror or astonishment of grief or under attack of an evil spirit of falling dead suddenly. See, this falling, when you check the evil spirit, brings us down. But what we want to do on the positive side is be that child that institutes the laws of the Most High, and we bring down a system of death, hell, and destruction. We bring down the wicked ruling class and put them under judgment, judging them and their actions in accord with the rhythm of life. Are you creating a system that is obedient to the rhythm of life? If not, you have to be brought down. If not, you have to be cast down. We cast down within ourselves the arrogant spirit, that spirit within ourselves that destroys self and destroys the human family. We do this to ourselves first. And then we are better able and empowered to go out and bring down a system of death, hell, and destruction. Let's see if we can find something else. To fly. To fly is the etymological root.
Strong's G, 4072. Petami. Petami.
So petami.
Thayer's lexicon, related entry, petami. Petaomai.
Petaomai. We fly. We go above the system. We go above the thinking of the system. We go above the hatreds of the system that we bring, that we are now with the supreme knowledge and wisdom of God, Goddess, Sacred Father, Sacred Mother. We are able to excel the system, fly above the thinking of the system, so we may bring the system down, so the child is set for the fall and rising of many. Rising. Let's hear the pronunciation.
Strong's G, 386, Anastasis. Anastasis.
Anastasis, Greek side. Strong's Hebrew Greek Dictionary, 386, raising up, rising from the dead. The masses of the people, sisters and brothers, have been crushed, destroyed, left for dead. And so the Christ in us is here to institute the laws of the universe, to go into the teachings of the universe, that we may rise Christ up out of ourselves, that we may rise from the dead, that we may be resurrected. Jesus, Yahushua, represents the raising up of the poor working class masses of the people, not only African Hebrews, but also Gentile, European, Greeks, and Romans, which teaches us that poor working class, black, brown, red, yellow, and white should be seeing fit to come together and rise up and protect each other and uphold each other. This rising is rooted in this word.
Strong's G, 450, anistemi, anistemi.
Anistemi, to cause to rise up, raise from the dead, raise persons that are seated, persons lying down on the ground. So we are oppressed, destroyed, stomped on by the system. Black, brown, red, yellow, and poor working class white. So the power of Christ, the power of Atum, is in the universe. The knowledge and wisdom is in the universe and within ourselves. So we are Atum. We're calling the child. We're calling Yahushua. We're calling the hidden forces of nature. Time, energy, space, knowledge, wisdom, health, wealth, prosperity, liberty, liberation, deliverance. We're calling forth our attributes and characteristics because we are now being raised from the dead. Elijah Muhammad taught the reality of Christ being raised from a dead people. Black people, African people, black people in the Americas seem to be the most dead people, but all poor working class people have been made dead to the reality that we are all Christ's in human flesh. So we have to be raised and then arise kings and prophets and priests and leaders of insurgents. Whoa. The word insurgent is defined as a rebel, a revolutionary. See what happens when we go into the definitions of the words. A person who fights against an established government or authority. So we are called to rebel and be revolutionaries and fight against a wicked system that is destroying our sisters and brothers in the human family. This is what the child was raised for. This is what the child was set for. This was the purpose of Yahushua, to stand on the laws of the Most High and stand against the wicked and illegal laws of Caesar, Rome, the Roman Empire, the Roman Senate. Yahushua was called to be a revolutionary, to lead an insurgent, to lead revolutionary people. Remember, Miriam means rebellion, their rebellion. So this is an insurgent movement. Yahushua is leading insurgent, an insurgent. Let me hit that word again. Let me go back. Oh, man, this is so rich. This is so rich. Leaders of insurgents. Leaders of insurgents. Yahushua is calling leaders of insurgents to rebel under the title Yahushua. Now, this is rooted in another word. Let's hear the pronunciation.
Strong's G2476. Histemi. Histemi.
Histemi 2476, Greek side, Strong's Hebrew Greek dictionary, means to cause or make to stand, to place, to put, to set, to stand by, in the presence of others, in the midst, before judges, before members of the Sanhedrin. Look, the Sanhedrin, made up of high priests, those Hebrews who were put in power by Rome and Caesar. So Yahushua stands in their midst and stands against them and stands for their overthrow, for their being brought down in order to raise the people, raise the masses, to cause a person or thing to keep his or its place, to stand, to be kept intact, family or kingdom. So Yahushua is standing up for the kingdom of God, queendom of Goddess in heaven, the masses of the poor working class people of the earth as a family, as a kingdom, as a queendom. Raise up the masses, raise up the oppressed, down with the oppressor, and down with oppression. Next break. See you other side of the break.